Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things
business. Today, I want to talk to you about your sales, right? What I did yesterday in Dynamic Business Strategies, which is my Facebook group. If you're not there, that's where you need to be. But yes, this month, right? If you haven't made $500,000, let's make it. If you're already making $5,000, let's make an additional $5,000, right? By doing some intentional, taking some intentional action in your business to reach to that $5,000, right? So before we jump into it, I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with high-end entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop the strategies to grow your business. Yes? Let me see somebody. I said, yeah, okay, Maurice said he can hear me now. Okay, that is better. Good, guys. Right, so let's talk about your sales, and let's talk about what that looks like for you to actually make money every single day in your business, right? A lot of times it's not happening, not because you don't have a great business, or not because you don't have a great business idea, or even sometimes not because you don't have a great price. What the thing is, a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with making that first $1,000 consistently, or even that first $5,000 consistently, because they don't have these structures in place. They don't have these systems in place in their business to make that money, right? And they're not doing the things that need to be done, right? When I started to make my first $5,000 consistently years ago, it wasn't my chance, right? It was because I did some intentional things, and I continue to do those intentional things up to this day, and I've just added on to those intentions every single day to increase the amount of money that I make, right? So tell me in the comments if you have any questions, if it's making sense, let me know in the comments, right? Feel free to ask questions as I go along. So one of the first things you have to establish in your business, and I know a lot of entrepreneurs are very guilty of this, and I've said this 1,000 times, is that you have to be consistent. You're not going to make $5,000 if you're showing up where your ideal clients are, whether that's online or offline. But if you're just showing up once a month or once a week, you're not going to make the type of money that you want, yeah? So guys, if you know you're in this challenge and you want to make that $5,000, you have to get out your comfort zone and decide, I am going to show up every single day. And let's just talk about it, like if it's social media, whether it's your Facebook, your Instagram, your TikTok, your LinkedIn, or whatever, you have to show up every single day. I am not telling you to stay glued to your laptop every day. I'm not telling you to post every hour on the hour. I'm not telling you to have no sleep. But what I am telling you is that you have to intentionally show up to your audience, show up consistently. And the reason you need to do that is because if they don't know you exist, they will not buy from you. And remember, they are bombarded by a lot of similar businesses offering a similar solution. The reason you want to show up consistently and frequently to your audience is so that they have you as top of mind, right? As the person who can solve their challenge. You want to do that so that you are top of mind, so that every time they think about their challenge, every time they speak about the challenges that they have, they instantly think about you as a person who can solve that challenge. Or they instantly tell somebody else, oh, look, this person can solve your challenge. We see that in DBS all the time. When somebody comes on and asks a question or asks for help, people immediately jump in the comments and tag other people. That is not by chance. That is not by chance. The people who end up getting tagged consistently are people who are showing up in DBS consistently. And they may not even be posting every day or every week. But what they are doing, they are engaging with others consistently. And that's a big part of it as well, right? They're engaging with others consistently, and they're offering solutions, and they're congratulating other people, and they're being a part of the community, right? They're engaging with their ideal client. They're not just saying, buy from me, buy from me, buy from me. So that when somebody else comes in, a new person might come in and say, listen, I have this challenge. How do I solve it? Or automatically other people in our group are going to tag these people, right? They will tag one photographer. They will tag one delivery person. They will tag one graphic artist. They will tag one printing person. Why? Because those people show up, right? And that is what you want to do. You want to become top of mind to your ideal clients, but you are not going to get that. Therefore, you're not going to get that $5,000 or $1,000 a day because you are not showing up consistently, right? And the other thing is, when you're showing up consistently, as I said, you want to engage, but you also want to educate, inspire, and motivate your audience, right? You want to be that source of information, or you want to be a bookstore, not a library, right? So you don't want to just be given, and then you get nothing back in return, like a library, right? You want to be able to educate your audience, inspire your audience, and motivate your audience, right? And you do that by being consistent, by sharing tools, resources, by showing them behind the scenes, by engaging with them. You want to position yourself as that solution so that they will always buy from you and they would always recommend you to other people. Does that make sense, guys? Somebody comment if it makes sense. Being consistent, showing up frequently, educating your audience, inspiring your audience, and motivating your audience, right? I spend a lot of time educating you guys. That's why I will come in and talk about what I've done. I'll do these videos, these training videos. I'll have free training days. I will have Ask Me Any Questions around this time. I will tell you, I will show my testimonials, right? I will send you emails. I'll write my blog and share my blog. I'll do a podcast and share a podcast. All of that is intentionally educating you, motivating you, and inspiring you. Because most times when people jump into my inbox or my DMs, they have already been following me for a while. I didn't search them out. They came to me because they would have followed my video. They would have listened to a video. They would have gotten an email. They would have read a blog. They would have listened to a podcast, and they felt moved. They felt inspired, right? Without me having to sell anything per se, but that would lead them to jump into my DMs and say, hey, what programs do you have coming up, or what coaching packages do you have that I can join so that I can move my business forward as well? An engaged audience, right? Again, if they don't know you exist, they're not going to buy from you. So you have to spend that time building an active and engaged audience by doing these things. So you educate, motivate, inspire. You show up consistently to your audience. You show up consistently and you show up frequently. You want to show your audience how your offer solves the challenges that they are experiencing. And then you want to ask for the sale, right? Because a lot of times you start your businesses and you come out the door and you just ask for the sale. And the thing is, you have to ask for the sale consistently, but you can't ask for the sale if nobody knows who you are. If you have not proven yourself to your audience, you have no standing. People don't know you exist. There's no proof that you've actually solved a challenge. There is nothing, right? So you have to also spend time building that trust, that know, like, and trust with your audience. You have to spend time building an active and engaged audience. So it's you being consistent. It starts off with you educating, motivating, and inspiring your audience. Does that make sense, guys? Tell me in the comments. Does it make any sense? Does it make complete sense? Are you still confused? Is it something that you know and believe that you can start doing from today? If you have not been showing up with your audience, if you have not been engaging with them, if you have not been showing them why they should buy from you or why they should connect with you. If you have not been doing any of those things, do you think that based on what I've said today, that you can start that process? Because if you're not doing those things, you're not intentionally doing those things and coming out of your comfort zone, guys, because I know for a lot of you, it's hard, right? It's uncomfortable, I understand, but you have to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. So if you're not doing those things to get into the zone and get in front of their face, then you're going to find it much harder to get $1,000, far less $5,000 a month, right? One of the things that I pride myself on in my business is that I am always visible because I have set up a system where I know my blogs come out a particular day, my podcast comes out a particular day, my emails go out a particular day, my videos come out a particular day. I am consistently putting out content to my audience, both online and offline, where they can connect with me, where they can build that know, like, and trust, where they get educated, motivated, and inspired, and where I can easily ask for the sale because we have built a relationship, right? Remember, business is about building a relationship, right? And a relationship has to go two ways. You can't just put up a website or put up a nice logo and say, well, you know what, my logo looks the best, so people are going to buy from me. Or, you know, I have the best price, so people are going to buy from me. Or I have the best tasting cake, so people are going to buy from me. No, that is not how it works. You still have to spend time building that relationship, right? It's just, I always tell people, think about if you're dating somebody, you want to spend time building relationship, right? You talk to them, they talk to you, you know, you learn about them, they learn about you. It's the same concept when you're building a business. What are you sharing with your audience? What are you inspiring them to be, right? How are you getting them excited? How are your messages getting them excited? How is your presence getting them excited? How is your offer getting them excited? You have to put these things down, this foundation down. You have to commit to doing these things, guys, in order for you to get to that space where you can easily make that $1,000 or easily make that $5,000 in your business. You have to get uncomfortable. So whether that is, and a lot of times we're procrastinating and we know what we need to do and we're procrastinating. We're like, you know what, I'm not going to do that video. I'm too scared. Or people are going to say, I'm not going to go live. I'm not even going to pre-record a video and then share it. I'm not going to send out an email because we have all kind of excuses that people are not going to read email and nobody like email. No, that's not true. People don't like boring emails. So it's not that they don't want to read your emails. They don't like boring emails. So maybe you need to change your messaging in your email, right? Or people don't like this. We always have excuses about what people don't like instead of understanding what your audience needs from you. Because on average, people need to engage with you at least 5 to 7 times before they say yes to buying from you, right? But if you say 4 to 7 times and then you show up on social media only 3 times a month, then you are creating a longer sales lifespan for yourself, as opposed to they could engage with your business 5 to 7 times in 1 week and shorten that sales experience. You understand what I'm saying, guys? So whether they have to see your video, whether they have to then read one of your posts, whether then they have to read one of your emails, whether it is then they have to read one of your blogs, whether whatever that is, right? 5 to 7 times, right? I know most people who jump into my inbox is because they have seen and heard me a few times. They've read what I've written a few times and then they come in because I've spent that time building know, like, and trust. And that is what you also have to do in your business to make that $1,000 consistently or that $5,000. And as you create that system and you put it on autopilot and you get comfortable doing it consistently and frequently, right? Then you can start to add the other things. You don't need to do 10,000 things at the same time. So if you don't want to run ads right now, that's fine. You can do everything organically, right? But you can always add advertising. I don't want to say ad. You can always add advertising after you have set up a consistent rhythm of how you show up with your audience to build that know, like, and trust. Does that make sense, guys? Does it make sense at all? Question time. Question time. So our challenge is really to meet that target of $5,000 a month, right? To do that, let's get a rhythm. Let's get a consistent rhythm. Let's get a content rhythm. Let's get a video rhythm. Let's get an email rhythm. Let's create opportunities for your ideal clients to engage with you at least 5 to 7 times so that you can ask for the sale. Let's create a rhythm where you get on the phone, depending on the type of business that you have, you get on your phone with at least 5 to 7, 5 people per day or 5 people per week, depending on what your business is about. But you want to get on a consistent rhythm. You know, your business has to have a particular type of rhythm to it. So it's not just I started big and sweaty now, and then, you know, at the end of the week, I fall flat and I have to start all over again on Monday morning. No, you have to have a good rhythm, because your business doesn't close on Saturday and Sunday, right? Even if the doors are closed, your audience is still there. So you have to build up a nice rhythm in your business to build that know, like, and trust, to position yourself as an expert in your field so that you can easily ask for the sale. And obviously, guys, this also means niching down, right? So we'll talk about that in another discussion, but really niching down in who you're talking to and what you're offering and stuff. But you have to have that rhythm. So if you don't have that rhythm in your business right now, let's get that rhythm flowing. Let's get that rhythm moving. What are you going to do to get you closer to that $5,000? What are you going to do today? What are you going to do as soon as this is over to get you closer to that $5,000 that you desire every single month, right? It's not as hard as you think it is. It's not that people don't have money. It's not that people don't want to buy. It's because you don't have a rhythm to your business. You don't have a system that allows you to place yourself and your brand as the top of mind to your ideal clients. You're not doing that, so people are not buying from you. And guys, let me just caveat that by saying it doesn't mean jumping into Canva, creating a video, or not a video, creating a flyer and posting the same flyer every day. That's not what I mean, right? You create your flyer and everything, that's fine. But in between posting the flyer, you want to share other information. You want to build a relationship. You want to engage. You want to do things with your...
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.